Keep it locked to 90.9 FM WONY Oneyada with Devin from Youth Forever.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, February 25th, join the RSO in the showing of the documentary Brothers of the Blacklist, happening at 6:30 p.m. in the Sergi Freedom Room. On Thursday, February 26th, join Film Club as they present Little Miss Sunshine in the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union at 6 p.m. On Friday, February 27th, see the planetarium show The Life and Death of Stars starting at 7 p.m. in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A. Tickets available online. On Saturday, February 28th, starting at 4 p.m., join the Dominican Student Association for Noche de la Independencia, a vibrant celebration of Dominican Independence Day, heritage, and community, happening at the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Sunday, March 1st, happening at 3 p.m., join WONY for our general body meeting happening in Fifth Cell Hall, Room 303. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
All right, we are back. That was nice little break we had there. Coming up, we have some Soundgarden, and then some other newer kind of lesser mainstream, I guess. Like, they're still popular, but like not similar genre, but not really as popular. Also newer, but. Been Away Too Long by Soundgarden. This song came out. This is like one of their later albums. This might actually be their last album they did before Chris Cornell passed away. But I really like this song. It's a banger. So this is Been Away Too Long by Soundgarden.
You can walk a million miles.
So that was Been Away Too Long, Soundgarden. Yeah, so like I said, that is off. So the name of the album is King Animal. I think it was definitely a newer release for them, like I said. I'm pretty sure they're on a hiatus because Chris Cornell was in other projects. He did like solo work, Audio Slave. So I think it's a really cool song. Just like Been Away Too Long to come back to. Come back to the band with that being like, I haven't listened to the whole album, but I'm assuming that's like their main, like the main, I guess, like single off of that album. I have coming up a few bands. Fleshwater. This actually, I found about this from this kid I knew last year who unfortunately isn't at the school anymore. I don't remember if he transferred or what his deal was, but he showed me this band. He's like, yeah, I randomly like found this like old album or this like not old, just like this random album, like this like garage sale or like some store like clearance section. It was just like some random way he found it, and they ended up opening for Deftones this summer, so I thought that was pretty cool that he kind of showed me them before they kind of really got their fame. They're still underrated in my opinion. And the next up we have, after that, we'll have Freak Show by White Reaper. I actually mentioned them last week because I said that me and my dad saw Super Heaven over winter break. I think, I don't remember the venue name, it was on Long Island. And this band opened for them, and I thought they were really good. They had a, it's like kind of like a, I want to say like emo, like punk vibe, kind of like a hardcore punk vibe, I'd say, somewhere to like, it's like kind of somewhere to Turnstile, like a softer, like more like emo-ish Turnstile. But this song really stuck out to me when they played, and their drummer, me and my dad always joke, was like the best, we thought was like the best like musician out of like the group. Like the drummer was like really good for the type of music it was. But this is The Razor's Apple by Fleshwater. That was Freak Show by White Reaper. Next, I have a song. This band's called Basement. I don't think they have released much recently, but they have this one song that's kind of popular. It's called Covet. You've probably heard it, depending on what demographic you are. It's on a lot of like social media. But the song's called Pine. It's on the same album. I think it's a pretty nice little follow up to the last one. And then after that, we'll have some early Foo Fighters first record, and then some more new artists, and then kind of just head back into like the grunge era, and a little bit of Deftones after that.
Let me in.
That last song was, if you're confused or like, that sounds familiar, that's a Billie Eilish song redone as a grunge cover by this band called Taurus. Got pretty popular on TikTok and they finally released it. Very cool concepts. And they do what they have. If you want, you can check them out. Their name is Taurus. I'm sure that's their username on every social media. But they have like their own stuff too. But like most of their fame is from like the grunge covers they do on their page. And it's pretty cool. But that was like the one that stuck out to me. The one before that was Alone plus Easy Target, Foo Fighters' first record. And very fun fact about this song. So that album was made in like a week after the death of Kurt Cobain. But that song in particular was already written. And he actually Dave Grohl actually showed it to Kurt. And he said, finally, I don't have to be the only songwriter in the band, because Kurt was the main songwriter for Nirvana. And they would actually play that at soundcheck sometimes. And I find that really cool. I really wish we got a fourth Nirvana album, but it's really cool. It's kind of like a continuation on, I feel like, of their work. And then Foo Fighters evolved their sound into their own thing. They have a new album coming out. I listened to the single, kind of whack, can't lie. It's a very interestingly produced or underproduced. It's a lot of sound, like a wall of sound. You should check it out if you haven't, but I don't know how that's going to be, because they haven't had that many good recent albums, if being honest. But next up we have this band that I've been following for a few months now. They're kind of like the head of like the, I don't know what you call it. I've heard like new grunge, neo grunge, because there's been like a resurface in like that type of music by my generation. So now all these like younger bands are starting to kind of find that sound. So this is like the band that's kind of like heading that smaller movement that's kind of like breaking its way kind of into mainstream, not really, but maybe it will eventually. But there's two songs. The first one's called Abyss, which is off of an EP that dropped this past fall, and then the one after that is Black Road, which is one of their like most popular songs. So this is Abyss. That was Black Road by Return to Dust. I think they have a really cool sound. It's like you can tell it's inspired by a lot of 90s alternative grunge music, but it's also unique. It's not like too stolen. Stolen's not the right word, but that song's a total banger. I really like the melody shift. I don't know, like technical song terms. But next up, we have a rotation song. This song is called Speed Date by the Tammy Shine. So let's listen to that.
Yeah.
That was Speed Date by the Tammy Shine. That was my first time hearing that too. Very interesting. Very unique song. I kind of liked it. That's pretty good. Next up, we got some Nirvana, some Alice in Chains, some Pearl Jam. Going back to the basics. This is You Know You're Right. And not so fun fact about the song. This is the very last Nirvana song, like, recorded. You'll hear the equipment's, like, different than what you're used to. I'm assuming Pat Smear was involved in this, because I'm pretty sure this is, like, recorded during, in between, like, tours. Like, it was, like, a random outtake. But it's very, like, this probably would have been the tone for the fourth studio album. So it's kind of sad to see what we missed out on, but still a really cool song. They didn't release it till, I think it was, like, 2002. And it's only on, like, their compilation album, like, the Best of Hits. And, like, this is, like, the featured song. So it was a pretty cool story behind it. Very, like, haunting kind of. You'll hear it in the beginning, but very, very, like, very haunting song, I would say. I don't really know how else to describe it, but here we go. So that was You Know You're Right. I like the lyrics in that song too. A lot of Nirvana, very basic lyrics, and Kurt often said, like, don't look too deep into the lyrics, but I feel like you can definitely tell in that song, like, he wasn't gonna live much longer. I've never failed to fail. Like, that's kind of, it's kind of crazy. I think some of the songs definitely have like a deeper meaning to it. Maybe not like certain ones, but like, I think you know what I mean. Moving on, we have Angel Eyes by Jerry Cantrell. This is probably my favorite song by him. I haven't listened to enough of him to like have like a total favorite. Cause his work's like all over the place. He has a lot of different like vibes on his albums, and he's only just come out of hiatus. Like, I think this album, this is from Degradation Trip, is like a 2-part album. This came out like early 2000s, and then I don't think he dropped another solo album until like 2021, which is the one I played before. So I haven't listened to all of them in full, and I think he actually just dropped an album last year. I don't remember, but this song is really good. It's got a great sound to it. And then after that, we're gonna have some more Alice, and then finish off with some Deftones.
We'll be right back. One day, my
So that was Head Creeps by Alice in Chains. And I actually had a few more songs here, but we are running out of time. So unfortunately, that is the last one for tonight. Or what time is it? 5 o'clock? I don't know. I wouldn't consider that night. Probably like evening, if even. But that is one of the few songs that Lane actually wrote because he played a bit of guitar. I was actually trying to learn how to play it yesterday because I had all my roommates are on the track team. So it was just me and my friends. And it was basically like nothing to do yesterday. So a lot of just like waiting around. So I got bored. And this song has been stuck in my head like majority of the week. This and Be Quiet and Drive by Deftones. That was the next song that I was going to play. But maybe next week. But yeah, that's my second. That's been my second show. Thanks for tuning in. It's been a pleasure, and I'll see you next week.
Everybody's so punk on the internet. Everyone's unbothered till they're not. Every joke's just trolling and memes, sad as it seems. Apathy is hot. Everybody's cutthroat in the comments. Every single hot take is cold as ice. When you found me, I said I was busy. That was a lie. I have been afflicted by a terminal uniqueness. I've been dying just from trying to seem cool. But I'm not the baddest, and this isn't savage. But I'm never gonna let you down. I'm never gonna leave you out. So many traitors, smooth operators. But I'm never gonna break that vow. I'm never gonna leave you now. You know the last time I laughed this hard was on the trampoline in somebody's backyard. I must have been about 8 or 9. That was the night I fell off and broke my arm. Pretty soon I learned cautious discretion. When your first crush crushes something kind. When I said I don't believe in marriage, that was a lie. Every eldest daughter was the...
You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta, New York.
This is the sound of E. coli splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there, too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on 2 cutting boards. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, February...